This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Interest rates have been on the rise for the last 6 weeks amid all the talk the Fed could ratchet back its monetary stimulus. But if you take the longer view, rates are still not bad, especially for middle and upper class people with good credit scores. But as Mitchell Hartman reports from our Wealth and Poverty Desk, if you are poor or have not great credit, it's a very different story.
Nancy Ewell sees this problem every day at Innovative Changes. It's a community lender to low-income people in Portland, Oregon.
Their car breaks down. They have a medical emergency. So there is no money out there. Banks are not lending to these folks.
Ewell's nonprofit offers financial counseling, along with loans of several hundred dollars at about 28% interest. Not low, but nothing like the 100% or more on a typical payday loan.
All of our borrowers have no credit or very poor credit, but we see they can make good, responsible loan decisions and make their on-time payments,
which can eventually help them qualify for a home, education, or small business loan, or just get back on their feet.
Medallion Industries, could you please hold?
Sonia Snyder makes $27,000 a year answering phones at a building supply company. She got behind on student loans and medical bills, took out a high-cost installment loan, then borrowed from Innovative Changes.
Because I'm trying really hard to rebuild my credit. Yes, it's a high rate of interest, but for someone as challenged as I am, I couldn't get a conventional loan, so I'm still pretty nip and tuck, but that's the way I live.
The problem is these borrowers are risky. At Nancy Ewell's organization, about 12% of loans aren't repaid.
And how does that compare? I mean, would a bank be pleased with a 12% rate?
No, absolutely not. A bank generally is looking at a loan loss below 1%.
And after being burned in the financial crisis, mainstream banks are going to stay away from risky borrowers, says Jennifer Tesher at the Center for Financial Services Innovation.
Money is flowing, and it's incredibly inexpensive. But banks have the exact same requirements around risk. In fact, they're even tighter, and I think we want it that way.
Leaving responsible lending to the poor largely in the hands of credit unions and nonprofit community groups with limited funds. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.